Presented by Özlem Publishing House Audiobook The Fox's Adventure, On Series of Fairy Tales Author, Yahya Türkeli. Translation, Artificial Intelligence, Editing, Yahya Türkeli. Books in the Series, 1. Book, The Fox and the Stork, 2. Book, The Fox and the Crow, 3. Book, The Fox and the Chicken, 4. Book, The Fox and the Goat, 5. Book, The Fox and the Ducklings, 6. Book, The Fox and the Helpful Animals, 7. Book, The Fox and the Animals in the Forest, 8. Book, The Fox and the Mole, 9. Book, The Fox and the Bear Cubs, 10. Book, The Fox and the Turtle, The Fox and the Stork, 1. Once upon a time, there was a hungry fox. The fox set out to find food to fill its belly. It walked a short distance, then a long distance, crossing hills and valleys. As it walked, it became very tired. It decided to rest under a tree by the river. Looking around, it felt sad when it couldn't see any food. While it was deep in thought about how to satisfy its hunger, it suddenly noticed a stork's nest on the tree. Ilitsa stork and its two chicks were laughing and playing. At that moment the fox wanted to eat the chicks. However, it was disappointed to see that the nest was high up. Before long, a bright idea came to its mind. Whistling, it approached the tree. When the stork heard the whistling, it looked down. To its surprise, it saw the fox wrapping its long tail around the tree trunk and rubbing against it. The stork could not understand what the fox was doing. Curiously, it called out to the fox, "Hey fox, what are you doing?" Ignoring the stork, the fox continued to pretend to cut down the tree by rubbing its tail against it. The stork called out again, louder this time, "Hey fox brother, what are you doing over there?" Slowly lifting its head, the fox replied, "Nothing, this is my father's tree. I will cut it down and make firewood before winter comes." The stork was very surprised by this statement, thinking to itself, "What more will I hear? For all these years, I've made a nest here. Not once has anyone said, 'This is my tree.' Now the fox comes and claims it as my father's tree and says it will cut it down. How can this be?" The fox exclaimed loudly, "I won't freeze in the cold of winter. I will cut down the tree and use it for firewood." The stork naively responded, "If you cut down the tree, it will fall over. My nest will collapse. My chicks cannot fly yet. Please, don't cut down the tree for now." Hearing these words, the fox was pleased with the stork's foolishness. It continued rubbing its tail against the tree. The stork pleaded, "Wait a couple more months. When my chicks can fly, I'll let you cut it down. Numara, I will cut it down today. I will only refrain from cutting it if you give me one of your chicks as rent for the tree." The stork begged, "But how can I do that? I cannot part with my chicks. You know what to do. You can either accept my condition or I will cut down the tree. If we agree, one of your chicks will be yours, and one will be mine. Don't worry, I will take better care of it than you." In desperation, the stork stammered, "Give me a day, so I can talk to my chicks. Come back tomorrow and I'll give you one." Realizing its cunning had worked, the fox accepted the stork's proposal without pressing further. "Talk to your chicks. I'll come back tomorrow." The fox left, pleased that it had deceived the stork. That night, the stork wept all night, holding its chicks tight. In the early morning, a crow searching for food saw the stork crying with its chicks. It approached them. Seeing the crow, the stork tried to compose itself. The crow said, "What's wrong? Why are you crying early in the morning?" Not wanting anyone to interfere, the stork replied, "Go away, don't meddle in my affairs. Don't be angry, stork brother. As they say, he who does not speak of his troubles will not find a remedy. Perhaps I can help. Tell me what..."